1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Stocks rallied on Wall Street today. The Dow added more than 700 points over news that the Federal Reserve will be scaling back its interest rate hikes in the fight against high inflation. Here's CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Although the Federal Reserve has made what Powell described as substantial progress in trying to quell inflation, he also noted that the central bankers have more ground to cover. And in that respect, this could be a case of investors overreacting to hear what they want to hear.
At least one more rate hike is expected by the end of the year. Congress is working to avert a possible nationwide railroad strike. CBS's Allison Keyes has details on today's House vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 290.
That's the House vote passing a bill to force rail companies and unions to abide by a proposed settlement reached in September. Lawmakers also voted to add 7 days of paid sick leave a year for the workers. The compromised labor agreement was voted down by four of the 12 unions involved.
And President Biden praised the vote.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where aides say the president supports sick leave for railroad workers.
But he understands there are not 60 votes, right? There are not 60 votes in the Senate to make that happen.
And despite the House sending the Senate a bill that would add 7 sick days to the union contracts, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president would not support any measure that would slow things down. She says Mr. Biden wants the bill preventing a strike on his desk by this weekend to avoid disruptions and to offer reassurance to shippers.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department will hold people accountable for January 6th.
We would like to have all the transcripts and all the other evidence collected by the committee so that we can use it in the ordinary course of our investigations.
His remarks follow several convictions yesterday, but Homeland Security also put out a terror threat warning today of more possible violence as Congress certifies midterm election results in January. The National Weather Service says severe weather caused dozens of tornadoes that ripped through the Deep South from Louisiana to Georgia. People are cleaning up today in Alabama.
We had neighbors and first responders like knocking on our door, checking if we were okay and stuff. So very grateful that everybody was okay.
But the storms are being blamed for at least 2 deaths in Montgomery. Fleetwood Mac is mourning the loss of singer, writer, and keyboard player Christine McVie. She died after a short illness. She was just 79 years old. This is CBS News.
We get it. A single hire can make or break everything. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, December 1st. The Southwood County Airport Commission will hold their public meeting at 8 a.m. in the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field in Wisconsin Rapids. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room. The Civil Service Commission will meet at 10 a.m. at the Courthouse, Room 115. And the North Central ITBEC Board and Tourism and Economic Development Advisory Committee will meet at 10 a.m. at CESA 8 in the Maple Room, 223 West Park Street, Gillette, Wisconsin. In Portage County, the Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board and Special Board meeting will take place at 4 p.m. And the Human Resources Committee will also meet at 4 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the voting machine audit will take place from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 7 above tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 31. Lows dip down to about 25.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
We're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the Happier Happy Hour. Dominic, I've got a quick update from hour number one. I've got a statement from Assembly Speaker, man in the barrel himself, Robin Voss. It's a brief statement.
Okay, let's hear it.
Our friends at WisPolitics.com reporting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, said this afternoon's meeting with the January 6th Select Committee was brief as he answered lawmakers' questions on the Wisconsin 2020 presidential. Voss filed a lawsuit in September, as we've talked about, Dom, to block the committee's subpoena seeking information on former President Donald Trump's efforts to pressure him into voting to overturn the 2020 election results. And for those tuning in late, that was this year. He's still doing it. Donald Trump was doing it in 2022.
Right.
He didn't indicate, Robin Voss didn't indicate, why he decided to meet with the committee despite the lawsuit. Here's a brief statement from Speaker Voss. Today, I met with the January 6th Select Committee after previously receiving a subpoena for my testimony. Very generous of him. I did not have any involvement with the events of January 6th, 2021. No one's alleging you did. Except the whole, you know, let me read on. My meeting with the Select Committee was brief, and I answered their questions regarding Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election. That's it.
At some point when that J6 committee releases everything sooner than later.
Well, Dom, that brings me to the next very titillating headline of the day. And I'd like you to lead back. House committee receives Donald Trump's federal taxes from the IRS. Not one, not two. Not three, not four, not five, but 6 years worth of his personal taxes and assorted corporate taxes. The whole kit and caboodle, baby.
CNN reporting the House Ways and Means Committee now has 6 years of Donald Trump's federal tax returns ending a years-long pursuit by Democrats to dig into one of the former president's most closely guarded personal details. Treasury has complied with last week's court decision, a Treasury spokesperson told CNN on Wednesday. The Supreme Court declined last week to intervene after courts said the House had power to request the returns from the IRS. The committee, led by Democratic Rep. Richard Neal of Massachusetts, had sought 6 years of Trump's tax returns, primarily from the time he served as president. That included records from both Trump personally and several of his corporate entities. The documents are not expected to be immediately released to the public. Not immediately, Crudy. Neal said Wednesday that Democrats would meet as a caucus to discuss how to handle the tax returns and get legal advice on how to proceed. Such a meeting, though, hasn't been scheduled yet, he said. The congressman
is trying
to say if they would release any of the returns publicly, quote, the next step is to have a meeting of the Democratic caucus. Trump's legal team had continuously sought to keep his return secret and turned to the Supreme Court, composed of three of his nominees, after he lost in at the lower court level. A quote from his argument to the Supreme Court. No Congress has ever wielded its legislative powers to demand a president's tax returns. He warned of far-reaching implications of the D.C. court ruling. He had argued that the way the lower courts approached the House request ran afoul of the Supreme Court's ruling in the Mazars case concerning a subpoena that the House issued to Trump's accounting firm for his tax information. Trump's taxes have been largely a mystery since he ran for office. And let's remember now, folks, most presidents, candidates, they release their taxes. Trump declined to do so. During his 2016 campaign, Trump broke with presidential election norms, as mentioned, refused to produce his tax returns for public view, and they remained private after he took office. Being under audit by the IRS does not preclude someone from releasing their tax return publicly, but that hasn't stopped Trump from using it as a defense against releasing his financial information, at least courtesy to the public. In 2016, Trump released a letter from his tax attorneys that confirmed he was under audit, but the letter also said the IRS finished reviewing Trump's taxes from 2002 to 2008. Trump did not release his returns from those years, even though the audits were over. An expansive New York Times report in 2020 found that Trump paid no federal income taxes whatsoever in 10 out of 15 years, beginning in 2000, because he reported losing significantly more than he made.
I can believe that. You know, I can believe he has years where he is such a loser, you know, as a businessman, that he loses more than his net profitability. I mean, most of his empire is really, what, built on his daddy's money. I mean, the vast majority of it. He got, like, nearly $500 million just from his dad. If he, what they say, if he'd have just stuck it in the stock market, left it in T-bills,
man, if he just put it in T-bonds, he'd probably be better off than he is.
So, you know, he's no spectacular businessman. And I think that those that, you know, have run small businesses or larger businesses, you know, there are ways to take all your loss before the end of the year so we can take a tax loss this year. There's lots of little manipulations. But I would say, what happens when you dig into some of the write-offs, Jerry? You know what I mean? Yeah. Does he even know what a write-off is? Is he taking appropriate write-offs? And Dom, here's where I need the audience to participate. I promised you I was going to do this. What sort of strange and unusual write-offs do you think will be contained in Donald Trump's personal income taxes or his business taxes?
You mean like the payment, the expense? How do they categorize the expense of paying off Stormy Daniels, for example?
Yes. That would appear
that
within
consulting?
The...
I mean, you know.
Yes. How would you characterize that? And, you know, what category? You know, ask my accountant what category.
Right.
Are you categorized? So what I'm asking for from the audience, and I'd like your participation at 844-967-2789. It can be fun, even for conservatives. I mean, you got to wonder, this guy's living something of a grandiose lifestyle. You know, when you're a business owner, Dom, though, I'm always doing business, so it's all
always
right
doing
on
business.
Jerry.
Everything's an expense.
So what do you think the strangest or most unusual thing that Donald Trump claimed on his taxes in like the last 6 years? And let
your imagination and the FCC be your guide. No, just no profanity, please. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. It's always a party up in here. Mark, you've been in the party the longest. Thanks for waiting in the queue, man. You're up. Any thoughts on strange and unusual Donald Trump write-offs?
Hey, Mark.
Well, whatever dye he uses to achieve his deep, rich orange color.
Well, that's a cosmetic thing. I mean, he's a public figure. I think he should be entitled to all the hairspray, all the weasel pelts, you know, hair dryers, and many, many, many stylists. I think those are all acceptable write-offs.
Yeah, the stylist expense would be consulting expense, perhaps, right? Professional advice.
Don't insult weasels. They're cute little guys. My dad had one in the garage up back when I was back in up north, and he came out and visited him. I watched him work out in the garage all winter when he was working. He put little pieces of hot dogs out for it, and they're like that. But I mean, it is just a. You know, and I guess we have to find some amusement over the whole thing of the criminality of Donald Trump and the whole criminal cadre of Republican politicians that have supported him. That I guess the question I'd be asking of all the Republican legislators, how many of them were on to the conspiracy that was going on in the Capitol for the whole fake electors thing, and why didn't they come out and condemn that, you know, full-throatedly and say, this is happening. This should not be happening.
How do you condemn what you are complicit in?
Right, and why would you condemn it? Because if they pull it off, then you get to stay in power.
That's just it. I mean, they apparently have forgotten their oath to the Constitution and their oath to the rule of law, and that's what we need to just keep pointing out. I mean, that these guys, but apparently a lot of their supporters don't seem to care.
Well, you can't forget what you never really knew or gave a damn about in the first place, right? It was just the words you got to say to get in the club. 844-967-2789. That's why people go to church, Dom. They say those magic words, and then they get into heaven.
Then you get a free pass for the next 7 days.
I can't believe I left that one out there for you. You know, the actual Christian on the panel. 844.
Is that what you are?
I'd like to think. Bill from Muscaday, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing?
Good, Bill. How are you? Hey, Bill.
I appreciate your program and the fact that we have dialogue here, but, you know, you guys constantly beat up on the orange man. You know,
well, he's an obvious target, Bill. He's running for president.
Bill.
He's the first candidate in the pool for 2024, Bill. He declared himself.
But listen. Hear me out here. At least under Donald Trump, we had a secure border.
Now we didn't.
6,000 people, who knows from where, coming into this country.
How did they become insecure after Trump? I mean, what changed? Did Trump take all the border fence? Did he have the border sealed and then he was no longer the president? We stopped sealing the border? Nothing really changed here, Bill.
This Mayorkas guy that you love so much.
I don't. You never heard us bring him up. I can't pronounce his name. I don't even say it.
A day. Now, if you want to overtalk me, we can rattle. You know, you want to jack with me, but you know, where are these illegals coming? Where are they going to stay? Who's going to pay for them?
Can I answer all of those questions? We could have. We could assimilate them, Bill. I mean, you live in a rural part of Wisconsin. You live in Richland County.
What are they trying? Do they
work on the dairies, Bill? I mean, you got neighbors that are using Latinos in the barn right now. They're milking right now, Bill.
But they came here legally.
No, not most of them, Bill.
No, I'm talking legal people. They stood in line and they paid their dues.
No, Bill, that's not true. Bill, I'm just telling you, man, your facts are wrong. A big percentage of the Latino labor in the farm and the dairy industry in Wisconsin are not "quote unquote" legal. They do not have work visas. They're not on paper, Bill. That's a fact, man.
And those that did come here legally, that's only because they were granted amnesty by Reagan. Come back more.
Quality Foods puts you first. No self-checkouts here. Get the groceries you want, bagged and loaded in your car if you'd like. That's quality service from real people you can expect. Delivery and pickup are available at West Grand. Visit QualityFoodsWisRapids.com. Or if you can't order online, just call West Grand and they'll take it. Don't forget the deli for delicious meats, cheese, salads, and complete hot and cold meals. Quality Foods, West Grand and Baker Drive, locally owned and putting you and the community first.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, firstly, I want to make sure people understand the premise I'm seeking. You know, you can throw your own comments out there. But I want to know the newly released Trump taxes. The Dem caucus is going to meet in the House to decide what do we do with them. A, release them to the American people. Release the
immediately.
And B, I'm asking you, the American people listening to my voice right now, what do you think the strangest or most unusual write-off Donald Trump's tried to claim in the last 6 years? You know, let your imaginations and decency be your guide. And, you know, just keep it tame. 844-967-2789. One other quick thought. Bill, Day Without Latinos, 2017, we're a brand new radio entity. We just launched our radio station like 15 days earlier. And Voces de la Frontera spearheaded a Day Without Latinos action in Milwaukee because Sheriff David A. Clark was beginning to target Latino immigrants, hardworking people living amongst us without a legal immigration status. And he was starting to put the pressure on them. And they brought the force of 25-ish thousand people to the city of Milwaukee. And, you know, if you'd have been walking around taking immigration status on each and every person marching that day, there were a few politicians in there, but that vast majority, those were hardworking Wisconsinites that didn't have legal permission to be here. But their kids are probably in the schools, and they're working damn hard. And the taxes that they pay, if they're not getting paid under the table by, you know, some farmer out the back door of his barn.
By corporations and other entities that, you know, much of the time would be considered conservative Republicans who are engaging in this practice as well.
Or they're one step up the food chain. They're working in the chicken processing plant, right? Because someone's doing that work. And I don't see the kids, the recent grads from my son's high school lining up to take those jobs. So anyways, catch me on a different day. I probably would have not busted your balls so much, Bill. But anyways, keep listening. 844-967-2789. Roby on the road. Welcome, Roby. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon. I am a first-time caller that when I heard your question about Donald Trump and his taxes, my first thought was probably a long-term tax write-off, living expenses, for the tribble that lives on his head.
Well, wouldn't he have more coverage then? Because the Tribbles, they reproduced in the Star Trek, didn't they?
Well, not only that, just think about how long those, I mean, they're all illegal aliens.
I would say it would make him lose his mind, Roby, but of course, we know that's long since been a bridge crossed.
Yeah, that ship sailed.
Roby, you got any other political thoughts or otherwise this fine afternoon?
Nope. I'm just going to navigate traffic and listen to you guys. So I bid you all a great afternoon.
Thank you. You as well.
Right on. Thank you, sir.
967-2789. If you're calling from the road, be safe out there. Got another one on the road. Dean, welcome, Dean. Got any thoughts about the Trump taxes or any other thoughts?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, Trump. Hey, guys. Trump taxes. I'm thinking the Stormy Daniels thing, he could probably take that off as medical because she was jumping on him like a chiropractor.
But what, he paid her to not have sex, Dean? I mean, what account number do you stick that under? Is, you know, what expense do you call that?
Well, it could be either medical or entertainment.
Well, Dean, explain this one to me. How did Michael Cohen go to jail for lying to Congress about that? But Donald Trump is all above board paying off a porn star to not have sex with him during the heat of a political campaign, and it's not a campaign finance violation. Nothing to see here. Move along. Do you think at least he took the write-off for Stormy Daniels' book, Full Disclosure?
Oh, definitely. Hey, what the heck did I hear? He was writing off his haircut that, like, $100,000 a year or something.
I would say that's really pretty cheap. That's cheap, Dean.
The look, I mean, that probably good. Does take quite an effort to manage that hairstyle, Dean. And, you know, those are artists. And you got to pay the artists, man.
Yeah, I guess. I wish my kid would have went that way, but he's a starving artist right now.
Well, I'll tell him Trump needs some help with the do. He could be a write-off, Jerry. 844-967-2789. Devil's Advocates Radio Show, you're listening right now, having a little fun with the audience. And CJ. Welcome, CJ.
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Something Bill has to understand from Muscaday. When you guys can't defend your facts, you talk over people. And you do that all the time to me, but 4.4 million that they caught as they walk across the border since the worst president ever. And yeah,
well, did he catch them?
Mayorkas, because he's going to be impeached and should be, because they don't have, they're unvaccinated. How much does it cost our school system? You guys don't care. You're okay with it because that's future votes for the Democrat Party.
What makes you think that, CJ? I keep hearing that. I mean, from my understanding, because some of the Latinos in Florida, for example, a lot of them are bending to the right. I mean, why do you automatically assume that if someone comes to this country that they're just going to be a Democratic voter? What gives you that impression?
Because it's hard to argue with Santa Claus, and that's what Democrats are. They're happy to give away.
You're not answering the question, CJ. What gives you the impression that immigrants in this country are going to automatically become Democrats?
I don't think they will, as far as once they learn what your party's all about, just like Elon Musk did. You guys are nothing but a bunch of haters and dividers. So the mere fact...
Are you going to not bring me a Christmas message this year? Not stick it to the glass over here? You know, I could use you to break the wind today, CJ. It's kind of windy on this side of the street.
No, CJ's always breaking wind every time he opens his mouth.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll let you talk, you know, right up until you sound like CJ. 844-967-2789. The happier happy hour, it rolls on.
I've seen the tweet about tapes. Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
The Shaw, 101F.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and locally grown radio.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Winter weather is here, and with this snowy season, snowplows are out working hard to keep roads clear. Drivers may notice a new light feature on many snowplows throughout the state, as county and municipal snowplows have added flashing green lights in addition to their yellow ones. A new law was passed in April that allowed this addition, as officials say green lights create a better contrast against the snow and are more visible during storms. The decision was made because of several close calls, and as they are phased in, officials hope it serves as a more visible reminder to slow down and proceed with caution around snowplows. Governor Tony Evers is seeking an applicant for the appointment of Register of Deeds in Adams County. Jody M. Helgeson will retire on January 13, 2023, and the new Register of Deeds will serve the remainder of the unexpired term that ends on January 5, 2025. Applications must be received by 5 p.m. on December 9th. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of aloft around 7 above. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 31. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Talk at CJ a little bit here. CJ, you know, just because you say something does not mean that is actually correct or accurate. You want to say Democrats are the dividers and the haters. I did not know Nick Fuentes was a Democrat. I didn't know Ben Shapiro was a Democrat, or Tucker Carlson, or Kanye West, or Donald Trump. CJ, the thing is, you folks need to look in the mirror, You can't just always accuse Democrats of what you are doing. It's basically like punching yourself in the face and blaming Joe Biden for your bruises. It just doesn't work, and most of people realize that. Only your side believes the things you make up that you expect everyone else to believe. That's all I got, guys. I just wanted to talk to CJ a little bit and tell him to come back down to earth.
Dina, have you seen any Let's Go Brandon flags flying at half staff since the midterms?
No. The only place I see that kind of stuff is online. And, you know, your keyboard warriors, they're still running the same old tropes. But no, I see a couple of houses around here that still have their Trump Pence banners up, but I just laugh at them as I drive by.
Dana, always good to talk to you, brother. I feel bad for Dana. Dana lives in the 3rd CD, and starting in January, his congressman is an insurrectionist. And his senator, the senior one, is also potentially linked to an insurrectionist act. So, you know, man, you got a tough... Thank God Tim Michaels
for you,
didn't
Dana,
win.
Man, we feel for you. Stay tuned, man. We'll keep you sane.
If Tim Michaels had won the gubernatorial race, he'd be making the actual insurrectionist in chief the next president, regardless of what the voters of Wisconsin said. He was all down.
844-967-2789. Jerry from Arizona, you are next. Welcome, Jerry. What do you got for us?
Jerry, they haven't certified
the holidays and Happy New Year pretty soon.
Yes, thank you.
3 points. One is I remember hearing on MSNBC about Trump bought a mansion in Florida, right? We've all heard that story. $14 million. He sold it to that Russian oligarch going through a divorce, trying to hide income from his wife, obviously, his soon-to-be ex. Sold it for $87 or $97 million. It was like this huge profit. And I am dying to know, I demand to know from Congress how much capital gains he paid on that huge transaction. The other thing is, living here in Arizona now, see, I lived in Colorado for 73 years, and everybody had bumper stickers. But I think it's the NRA and all the gun nuts that makes us nobody have bumper stickers anymore. I have not seen one in Arizona, but I'm so glad I moved. This is the third blue state I've moved to with a Democratic governor, and that's why our economy is so healthy. And talk about marijuana growing in Colorado, OMG. They made millions and millions and millions of dollars profit every year, whoever owned those dispensaries. So it's about time.
Well, the state owns the taxes. Enough. The state gets like $200 million a year from the state of Colorado, 5.8 million people. A commiserate-sized state with Wisconsin, but here we got prohibition and, I believe, 42 of the drunkest counties out of 50 in America.
It won't take long. It won't be long before it's legal everywhere, but the programs and what it pays for is amazing. Not just parks and recreation, but colleges, scholarships for students. Another thing, when I moved to New Mexico, I was so stupid. I had this huge bumper sticker that said support science. And I was two blocks from a Catholic high school. I mean, a Catholic school. That was not smart because they don't believe in science. They are so damn stupid. All right, well, Happy New Year to you. And have a good one. I'm so proud. I'm so lucky. You know, I think I get my radio station from Gallup, New Mexico, because when you guys read off the stations that you own or broadcast to, I don't know why no one mentions Arizona, but I'm grateful because...
Jerry, where are you? What station do you have on the dial right now? Because I'll look us up there and we'll start telling people.
It's something called 950 AM, I think. I don't know. I used to get oldies, which I loved, but the owner's a radical right-wing nut job that wrote a book. She sued. She used a gun. I don't know, whatever, but she appealed and won $250 million for freedom of speech when she threatened, I think it was Gore, That's another thing. Don't even get me started on the Supreme Court.
Wow, the board, Jerry.
Why didn't we add three or four new Supreme Court justices while we still had the House? That's what I want. And I'm really nervous that this new thing with Trump's tax finally took 6 years to get him. Does that mean they have to hurry up and do something and get it?
Yes.
To the Senate?
Yes. Jerry, I'm going to cut you up short. 9:50 a.m. Sorry, I had my mind thinking you're streaming us, Jerry, on KTNF, our fine progressive affiliate. And when I say ours, I mean they play us. We appreciate when they do so. KTNF in Minneapolis is where we're originating from. That's what you're hearing us on. But if you're out in Arizona, it's either a stream or they got a hell of a signal kicking out of that place today. Somebody look up Chad's licensing. I think he's overmodulating.
844-967-2789. Jerry, I think you make a great point regarding Trump's taxes. And while we can goof around and wonder, you know, what kind of dumbass expenses he's sliding under the wrong categories, I think there are very as to how Trump has, you know, funded himself and what kind of relationships he has, you know, four LLCs and a couple LPs, you know, down the line. Are we going to be able to look upstream and see what checks were cut to where and what transaction went to from what corporation to that corporation and you know, and the different banks involved? I mean, there's a lot of analysis to do on those taxes. So I don't know that Congress is going to be able to have the energy or the time to get through all that they need to get through. But there's certainly some low-hanging fruit that we should be able to find pretty quickly.
Release the taxes. Release the hounds. Donald Trump always told us he'd release the taxes as soon as the audit was done. Well, I think the House Ways and Means Committee, through consensus of the Democratic caucus, should release all of the taxes to the American people. And that way, CJ can read the taxes, and Bill and Muscadet, hell, Gary and Sussex, we can all read the taxes. That'd be the only logical thing to do, right?
Well, and that's again, these are legitimate issues, and regardless of the, you know, the presidential act and having, you know, a president report those things. I mean, what kind of influence outside? You're talking about everyone's concerned about the Hunter Biden, you know, the family gangster, the Biden gangster family, and all that kind of stuff. Well, here we have literally Donald Trump knowingly doing business with Russian oligarchs. Don't you want to know, if you're so concerned about the Bidens, aren't you also concerned about Trump and his business dealings? I mean, certainly
no collusion.
Would be.
No collusion. 844-967-2789. We always collude with you right here on the airwaves. Pizza Box Mike, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. First of all, I want to correct CJ, okay? When you stop somebody from spewing, you know, repeats of Fox or Newsmax or other disinformation and lies, that's not called speaking over the top of them. That's just stopping them from spreading their bogus information.
Well,
on the other hand, when you ask CJ a question and he answers with, it's because he's so stupid he doesn't have an answer. Now that, you know, so I cleared that up, right?
Pizza Box, the newest on Fox must be the impending impeachment of Mayorkas.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's all the right is talking about. They're lining them up. They must be talking about it on Righty Whitey Talk Radio and Fox News Tonight. Tucker Carlson, it's the specter of, you know, what, the same open borders that Donald Trump presided over and Barack Obama and the Bushes and everyone prior, because we have penetrable borders. And, oh, yeah, there are things called airplanes and people overstate visas. There's lots of ways to get to America. And we really, I think the vast majority of the non-criminals, we want them here. We want these hardworking people. The kids just don't want to go work in the fields anymore. What do you know? They don't like the detasseling of the corn or getting up at four to milk the cows.
Hey, white people are lazy. And, you know, guys like CJ that doesn't, you know, he always talks about inner city people and illegals. It's because he has no friends or family that are Mexican or black. And I also want to put in on the tax write-off. I'm sure that, you know, the golden toilets and stuff were able to get tax write-offs. So he probably put one in for that golden shower.
I see nice. What you did there,
at least
Michael.
The cleaning bill, pizza box. Thanks for the call, man. And also, listen, if people yearn for freedom, you know, we want those kind of people here, man. And that's the whole point of the asylum. And I get it. You know, you can play games with that. And certainly there are going to be people that do that. But the vast majority of people, I don't believe, we want those, right? The huddled masses, right? Those that yearn for freedom, those that would come to, you know, put everything on the line to risk to come to this country. We should embrace them, man. Because you know what? All of our ancestors did the same thing. Unless you're indigenous, we all did it.
You know, I never remember trying to keep Christ in my heart occasionally, at least around the holidays, Dom. What did Jesus Christ say about the immigrants? It wasn't build that wall and make Mexico pay for it, if I recall.
Well, I mean, it's again, the other thing, I looked up the Custom and Border Patrol enforcement actions, and as Bill mentioned, and as we know, there's been a lot more action in the last couple of years. A couple of things I would throw out there as perhaps one reason why. Of course, we had COVID. That kind of stopped things. But if we have more Border Patrol actions under this president than we did under the last president, does that mean we're catching more of them? I guess I'm just not clear exactly what the issue is. If we have, you know, 2.7 fiscal year to date, according to CBP.gov, 2.7 million enforcement actions this year, 1.9 last year, 646,019, 1.15 million. So does that mean that the Biden administration is doing a better job? Or is it just that many more people? Because how do you know how many people are getting through if they're getting through?
Well, they talk about it all the time on Fox News, and they tell us the GOP is going to, you know, impeachments for everyone, but starting with Mayorkas, we'll get to Joe Biden soon, right? I mean, that's their whole legislative agenda for the new session. So that's what we'll be talking about for the next year. Let's hope Carolyn has a better topic for us now, though. 844-967-2789. Carolyn, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Carolyn.
Next time someone's leaning like CJ does calls in, ask them how come Tucker Carlson is asking people to bear arms against drag queens.
Is that Tucker's newest? Or is he just asking questions?
No, I'm at, that's a question I have. I think
No, that's how he phrases things. That's how he defends himself and deflects from sometimes insightful statements he makes. He's just asking questions, Carolyn.
Oh, well, I still wonder, why did Tucker Carlson ask people to carry arms against drag queens?
I don't know, Carolyn. Right here in Madison, where you and I both live, Vicky McKenna told people to go arm up and get their asses down to Kenosha and stand guard with Kyle Rittenhouse.
But those weren't drag queens. That's just entertainment. Entertainers.
Yeah. And I know it's certainly concerning, Carolyn. Thank you for the call. I mean, drag queens, really? I mean, Bugs Bunny was in drag in the 60s. You remember? Did anyone freak out about Bugs Bunny being in drag? Does anybody really? Why do you care? Because you're religious white nationalist zealots. That's why. If you're like Nick Fuentes, you want the Taliban, the Christian Taliban. You don't want Sharia law. You want canon law.
Christian Taliban. And that's why they don't want the immigrants here, Dom. They're okay with the white Russians. Come back. More devils.
I love white Russians.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker, man. 844. You've already met him.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, guess who gave a farewell speech of sorts today to the U.S. Congress? Defeated Rep. Madison Cawthorn, a Trump favorite. he said his goodbyes today, and there is tape, but we'll spare you.
Here, the pillow humper, yeah.
Well, you know, we've all got our stuff, our kinks, if you will, maybe not pillow humping.
Not judging, just saying.
Anyways, let's stay on point here because it gets better.
Oh, great.
Outgoing Rep. Madison Cawthorn, Republican from North Carolina. You know, I got family down there, who was ousted in a Republican primary earlier this year after being at the center of nonstop scandal and controversy, delivered a farewell address on the floor of the House of Representatives in which he railed against soft metrosexual men.
What?
I'm looking at you, Salvia.
Yeah. I am sexy.
Cawthorn, who became the target of House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, ire after he, and it says here, baselessly claimed that his GOP colleagues took part in drug-fueled orgies. But I'm not so sure that those accusations were baseless. Used his final address to decry the purported scourge of feminization in the United States. Our young men, I quote the outgoing representative, our young men are taught that weakness is strength, that delicacy is desirable, and that being a soft metrosexual is more valuable than training the mind, body, and soul, he declared. Social media has weakened us, siphoning our men of their will to fight. what are we supposed to be out there fighting for?
I'm not clear. Does he articulate?
Look up his short-lived marriage, if you got a second. Just okay. I'm remembering something. Just look him up quick. Like, who is Madison Cawthorn's ex-wife? Cawthorn then threw down a challenge to America's men and called on them to put down their phones and fight for the greatness of the United States, Dom. It's pitchforks and torches time in America? A little bit more. Will you reclaim your masculinity? He demanded to know. Will you become a man to be feared, to be respected, to be looked up to? And you know, I might occasionally height shame you, Dom, but Madison Cawthorn, being somewhat ironic here in that he is confined to a wheelchair, or will you let the nation's next generation be its final generation?
What? I mean, Madison Cawthorn,
the final countdown.
Are you standing up, Madison Cawthorn, as the representative of masculinity?
I mean, he must be.
Or sitting down. I'm not making jokes. I mean, literally, are you putting yourself forth as the icon, as the pinnacle of masculinity in this country? Because I don't see it, man. I don't see you strong. I don't see you winning. I don't see you intelligent. I don't see you caring. I don't see you loving.
I see you as just a big crybaby POS who got over his skis and got his ass handed to him like he should have. Is that masculine enough for you, sir?
Tom, you've never seen him handle himself at those coke-fueled house orgies.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I got nothing against coke-fueled orgies, man. I mean, whatever gets you going, Madison Cawthorn, but is that it? I mean, is a coke-fueled orgy masculine?
What if it's all men? Is that masculine? I mean, different kind of orgy. I hate to blow your mind here, Madison Cawthorn, but, you know, there's all sorts of kind of orgies you can be involved in. But so for this loser to spend that time on the floor of Congress talking about metrosexuals, oh, my God. What? This is terrible. This is embarrassing. It is embarrassing. Dude, please leave.
Here's what I would say. I can't tell how much of this is directed chastising Madison Cawthorn and how much of this is confessional on your part. 844 967
Madison Cawthorn.
Right,
hang on. I know we got the call. Let me just throw this out there quickly. His wife of 8 months, her name Christina.
Oh, yeah.
They're divorcing.
Thank you.
They're divorcing. He called his marriage to Christina an Instagram fitness influencer. The greatest honor, privilege, and adventure of my life. 8 months. But now he says the pair will split because of irreconcilable differences and the challenges of political life. When my wife, Christine, and I were engaged, I was not a member of Congress. I felt called to serve, and we both agreed that I should run. Our victory was unprecedented, but overnight, our lives changed. That change has been both hectic and difficult. It's neither the pace nor lifestyle we planned for, he said. From the outset, we committed to make things work, to fight for our marriage and seek counsel for balancing the enormity of such a transition in life. Together, we realized that balance was not attainable and that we had irreconcilable differences between us. While it was an enormously difficult decision, Christina and I have mutually decided to divorce. We asked for privacy as we worked through this privately because I'm a little baby man.
What I hear is...
I just added that.
What I heard, Dom, was... I wasn't man enough for her.
Right. A little projection by Madison Cawthorn, perhaps.
844-967-2789. What a strong finish she made in Congress talking about metrosexual. Not like, let me recap my legislative accomplishments. American men, you're soft and metrosexual, like, not strong like me. Wonder if he's got a new girlfriend yet. I hear the righties have been having a little trouble dating. Like finding,
but they got an app for that.
The right stuff. Get on the right you know he's got a profile. Baron Grinder. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon. We already know what the Republicans' plan is. We discussed it earlier in the week. Impeach Biden, that's all they have. Nothing about Social Security, Medicare, health care, none of that, zero. They don't have a plan for the border either. So, hey, and I got one quick one. And in fact, with Biden right now, gas is going down, employment's up, stock market's up. I don't know what more that you'd want than what Biden's been doing. But I've got one for you here. Is Biden going to roll on Trump, or is he going to lie to the Congress? And with that, have a great day, Devils.
Thanks, Paulie.
Boss,
gonna lie to Congress?
Well, it was his day in the barrel. We're gonna find out within a couple of weeks, month at the tops. So Wisco Paul will take your action, man. What do you think it is?
I think absolutely he's not going to lie to Congress. I think, you know, Robin Voss threw Donald Trump under the bus, as he rightfully should. Anyone who wants to try to attack our democracy like that. And, of course, Robin Voss went along with the best he could, tried to play the line, man, walk the line, keep it. He got out of it. Robin Voss did. Donald Trump, not so much.
You know, I don't think Robin Voss would do very well in prison. I hope, sir, you told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and just stuck a knife right in the Trumpster's back, you know, as a testimony sort of thing. As long as it was truthful. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Wednesday. That's the truth as far as I know it. Have a great night.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248D.